Eric, one week by then.
Yeah.
We read the title of week 5 together.
Amen.
The intrinsic
significance of the name New Jerusalem and the dimensions of the holy city.
I have it one more time.
The intrinsic significance of the name New Jerusalem and the dimensions of the holy city.
And can we all read point 1 together?
Amen.
The intrinsic significance of the name
New Jerusalem applies to our living out and working out the New Jerusalem.
And then can we point 2 together?
Roman numeral 2?
Yeah, Roman numeral 2.
The dimensions of the holy city apply to our living out and working out the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. And then can we go to day 1? And can we read 2 Corinthians 5:17?
So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new.
Can we pray read this verse?
Amen.
So then,
if anyone. Amen.
so in point one, right, we see the intrinsic significance of the name New Jerusalem and how it applies to our living, living out and working out the New Jerusalem. So I've really enjoyed that. Like, the New Jerusalem is new, right? It's new. It's called the New Jerusalem, right? It's not just Jerusalem, the physical city. And, right, the Bible, right, it shows us that there are two creations, right? The first creation is the old creation.
Right.
And then the second creation is the new creation, right?
Amen.
And in the old creations, it's all the old stuff. It's like I think in the example it says, like, oh, like a piece of furniture, right? It's old. Or any, basically anything, everything is old. As long as, everything is old, but, right, we have a new creation now, right? This new creation is nothing to do with the nothing to do with the old stuff, right? Because the new creation has Christ, right? Has God in it, and right in the new creation, there's no room for anything old, right? There's no room for any of that, right? In the new creation, there's only room for new stuff, right? And what is new? Right? Today in the hymn, right, we sang that, right? God, right? The Father is new, right? God is new. So, right, in the new creation, there's no room for anything else except for Christ.
Amen.
So that means when we are in ourselves, right, right, we're not new, right? We're not in the reality of the newness, right? Because God, right, God gave us a new heart and a new spirit.
Amen.
Right? So when we turn to this, when we turn to our spirit, right, because it's new, right, we are able to enter into the reality, right, of this newness, of this new creation.
Amen. Amen.
So basically, so if we are in our flesh, right, we're kind of experiencing, right, the old creation. So we need to, right, constantly just turn to our spirit so that we can, or right, we can be new and we can experience God as our newness.
Amen. Amen.
And then, right, the verse we pray about, 2 Corinthians 5:17, right, says, "Anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new."
Amen.
Right, so in this verse, right, in this verse, right, it shows us, right, that if we are in Christ, right, then we are a new creation, right? Mm-hmm. We are in the new creation. And then, right, and then in day two, right, we see in Exodus 13:4, right, it says, "On this day in the month of Abib, you are going out." Right, so Abib means sprouting and budding, right? So this signifies something that's new, right? It signifies a new beginning, right? So for the children of Israel, right, they were leaving Egypt, right? So they were having a new beginning. But right, we also need to, right, have this reality. We need to have the reality of Abib, right? We need to have new beginnings.
Amen.
And right, if we take daily, right, we need to take Christ as our substitute, right? And when we take Christ as our substitute, right, when we, right, apply His blood, right, it says that, right, in this new beginning of life, there cannot be any leaven, right? There can't be any sinfulness. There can't be any corruption.
Right.
Right? So we need to, when we have sin that is exposed to us, right, we just need to, right, come to the Lord, confess our sins, like, apply the blood,
amen,
right? And then, once again, we can become new,
amen,
right? And then we can have a new beginning of life.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed this matter of the memorial, and that, right, every day should be a memorial, right? Every day should be, right, a new beginning. So when we wake up, we just, right, apply the blood. Like, we just come to the Lord, and right, we just have a new beginning. And right, when we have a new beginning of life, right, this day counts in the eyes of the Lord. Right, this is a memorial, and right, it's really sad that if we go through certain days, right, and it just becomes a waste, and there's no memorial, and we don't remember it in the New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Right, these days don't count to the Lord, and so we just need to even during the day, right, we can have a new beginning, not necessarily a new day is the only time you can have a new beginning, right? As long as you come to, at any moment, right, you realize that you have sinned, or you've been far away from the Lord, or you just don't feel right with the Lord, right, you just come to the Lord, and then you can have this new beginning of life.
Amen.
And also, right, in the New Jerusalem, right, there is the tree of life, right, and the river of water of life. And in both of these, right, the life There's only one kind of life in the New Jerusalem, right? And that life is the divine life, right? God's life, Christ's life. And so if we want to be in the reality of the New Jerusalem, right, we need to have this divine life, right? We need to really turn to the Lord, really touch the Lord, and really just come to the Lord, right, to eat and to drink.
Amen.
And when we eat and drink, right, we have this divine life in us, right? And we have this inner flow.
Amen.
I really enjoyed in point two of Roman numeral one, under A, right? It says, in the New Jerusalem, there are the river of water of life and the tree of life. Besides the divine life, the New Jerusalem does not display any other life. So daily we need to drink of the one Spirit as the river of water of life.
Amen.
And eat Christ as the tree of life.
Amen.
And daily we also need to give the preeminence to the inner flow of life.
Amen.
And live in the principle of dependence, the principle of the tree of life.
Amen.
And so we can't depend on ourselves, right? We just have to depend, right, on this divine life.
Amen.
Amen.
And then in day three, we see the matter of the new man, right? We read the verse, Colossians 3, 10 and 11, right? To put on the new man, in the church, right? We need to, right? We're composed, right? We are the new man, right? And if we put on this new man, right? We have Christ, right? Because there is no room in the new man for anything other than Christ, right? In Colossians 3, 10 and 11, right? It says that, right, there's no room for Greek and Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, right? But Christ is all in and all.
Amen.
So there's no room except for Christ.
Amen.
So everything else has to go, right, except for Christ.
Amen.
So if we have Christ, right, if we live out Christ, right, then right, we are in the new man.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy the matter that we have to be constituted, right? We have to be constituted with Christ. And sometimes we think that, right, we forget to turn to our spirit. And the reason why we forget is because we're not constituted. Because
Amen.
If we're constituted with Christ, right, we'll always remember, because we will have Christ in us all the time, right? And so if we're not, we just need to be transformed, right, and to be constituted more and more with Christ. Actually, on Friday, I had an experience of not being constituted with Christ. I was working, I work at the YMCA, and I had to, like, look after kids, and the morning was just really, really frustrating, and that was the first time this year that I've actually really, like, I mean, sometimes you get kind of frustrated, but this time was, like, I was really, like, annoyed, and, like, I think, like, my facial expression was not very good, and, like, I just forgot to turn to the Lord, and, like, I think, like, the other, like, there was this one other counselor that I think realized it, and then she kind of like stayed away from me and like let me cool off or whatever. And then finally I realized, Lord, I should have turned to you earlier, but now I just turned to you right now.
Amen.
And as soon as I did that, right, I just felt full of Christ, right? So we need to make sure that, right, we're constituted with Christ so that this doesn't happen. Like, we don't remember afterwards. Like, we remember, like, we know right on the spot that we need to turn to Christ, that we need Christ. And I'm kind of running out of time, but just really quickly, point two is about the dimensions of a holy city, right? So there's four sides, right? And then each side has three gates. And since they point out to all the different directions, right, that means that, right, the New Jerusalem, praise the Lord, it's open to everybody, right? Everybody can enter it's open to everybody as long as they have Christ, right?
Amen.
And also on each side, right, there's three gates, right? And these three gates signify the Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And right, the triune God, right, is tirelessly working, right, to bring us into the New Jerusalem. And I'll just leave it at that and open up for sharing.
Amen.
I enjoyed in day two in the outline, point F, where it says, every day we need to have a new beginning, and we we need to be saved from stillness to walk in newness of life.
Amen.
And serve in newness of spirit. So, like, when I first read this section, I didn't think too much of the word newness and staleness. But then, like, if you look at it, like, we need to be saved from staleness. Like, it's really important, because if you think about it, like, our human life is full of us getting tired of something and moving on to something new.
Yeah.
It's always staleness looking for something new. But, like, and to walk in newness of life and serve in newness of spirit, right? Nothing in the world can really satisfy us. And I just really enjoyed that, the only thing that can really satisfy us is the Lord.
Colossians 3:10 says that we have put on the new man, which is being new and full knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where they came from, Greek, Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all in all. So that's a real encouragement that Christ is all and in all. He's in us. We just need to turn to him. In the new creation, there is nothing old. Everything is new.
Amen.
So we need to be saved from our oldness each day by turning to the Lord. Amen. Lord,
amen.
Thank you that you are in us and with us.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be constituted with you more each day. Renew us unto the full knowledge of God. And in the sixth portion says, as redeemed ones, we may enter into the presence of God, live there, remain there, and join fellowship and oneness with God. In the coming New Jerusalem will be such a place. Everyone in it will see God, touch God, worship God, serve God, and even live and dwell in the presence of God. The church life today must be a holy of holies. The church must be a cube in its nature. Must be a cube, and its nature must be utterly holy. Amen. So I just am encouraged with the portion. The Old Testament concerned the high priest could enter the holies of holies, but today, we the redeemed ones, we can be open to enter into the holies of holies.
Amen.
By believing in Christ.
Amen.
Once a brother gave a picture of a person or a brother or a Christian who get up in the morning. Or anybody, that usually you get up in the morning, I don't think, he said, you get up in the morning as with a new life. Mm-hmm. You get up in the morning and usually you have a person in your pyjamas, you have to get the pyjama off and put your new clothes, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think how many people put it. Well, nowadays they put even the clothes on top. Some kids do that, right? Like, you're supposed to take your pyjama off and put your clothes that you're going to walk. It's the same as the old creation.
Uh-huh.
We should put off the old creation. Put on the new creation. Canaan, a new one. Mm-hmm. And he said that, you know, that's what we have to do every morning. When we get up in the morning, that's why I encourage my kids to, you know, pray and read the scripture. It's coming all the time. Because if we don't put off the old creation in the morning, that's what it happens. You say, you know, you don't put off the old creation. You're going to be walking with the old creation the whole morning. That happens to me sometimes when I'm in a rush. See, I used to put the TV in the old time before. Now I don't even shut up. Now I have my dog now next to me. When I turn around, I see my dog on the floor. And I want to start patting the dog. I said, no, don't worry, help me out. And I asked the Lord to help me to pray and to read the scripture. You know? And this is what we have to do, to put off the old creation, the old man in the mornings. So when we come out, we be the new creation in Him. And which is being renewed unto full knowledge, but Colossians 3:10, according to them, page of Him who created Him. We cannot, then, you see, we cannot be Greek or Jew, circumcision. And then we're going to look at the world different in a different way. We're going to go to work and look at our co-worker, who's probably Muslim or Indian or whatever, whoever, wherever he comes from, we're going to look at him differently. We're going to express Christ. Yeah, in the same school, college, high school, we're going to be expressing our lost life to our co-workers, you know. And in my work, I have a lot of students. Sometimes I have 10 different people a whole day. And I always I find a moment just to tell them, you know, about the Lord. I was trying to find a moment, certain times, or certain things. You know, but this is what I can only do it if I put off the old man. If I don't put off the old creation, it's even hard for me to speak about the Lord to them. You know, why don't I talk about the Lord if I'm a big sinner and I'm doing things about the old creation? It's kind of hard. You know, sometimes my kids will get me out of my mind. I got upset, but, you know. And all this week has been, you know, a lot of things going on. And that's why it's very important when you have a tag in the morning to pray and put off the old creation.
Amen.
So we will see brothers or co-workers or classmates in a different way. Amen. We will pray for them. You know, and this news is very nice. I like also the matter of the, you know, we have been Romans 4, we have been buried before we came through baptism instead. See, when I was baptized, it was about probably. Yeah, about 18 years ago, I was baptized. I received the Lord. Actually, it was on the sea. They took me to the sea, the young brothers. You know? We were actually in camping. We went to the water and they baptized in the water. You know? Yeah. When I come out, actually, the experience that I had, when I come out of there, I started speaking in tongues. And I didn't know. I tried to speak in English. I tried to speak in Spanish. And yes, I couldn't. I said, what's going on? I was talking something. Here, right? I don't know. Then later on, I understood. See, that's speaking in tongues mostly because I had doubts. That's why, you know, many Christendom, many congregations, you know, they speak in tongues a lot. But I spoke in tongues many times. I realized that's because I had doubts. You know, when I came to the ministry, I spoke in tongues once when I was born in New York. But after that, I never spoke in tongues again because the I believe. I knew I didn't need that. See, but the pagan tongue is only for himself and the Lord. And he wanted to show us that he's real. And that was amazing. But see, but many times, like all the time I go, like here, it says, I never put off the old man. Come out of the house, the old man, start messing up in my school, my work, get upset. But that's why we must pray. We must read his word. And ask for forgiveness first. Confess, repent. Say, if I offended you, Lord, yesterday, forgive me. You know, this is the first thing we have to do. Forgive me if I offended you yesterday. And every morning you do the same. And the Lord has mercy and love. And he comes, it's so sweet, and helps us the whole day to go through. Because what the world's going right now through is very, it's very bad. You don't even realize what we're going through. You know, what's happening in Jerusalem and the Middle East is getting even worse. So we don't have, I tell my kids, we don't have much time. You know, we must build church with Christ. You and your soul have to be ready.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I also enjoy Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding. That's probably why a lot of people don't understand. Because they don't understand about our peace. You know, when I talk to my students about peace, you know, they don't understand. You know, they find trying to find peace and all the things. You know. A lot of people are trying to relax by trying to find peace by going to yoga and all this stuff, and do meditation, all these things. But this is, that's why it says surpasses every man's understanding. They don't understand this. It's only the Lord of peace to give us, you know, joy. Will guard your heart and your thought in Christ. I enjoy this verse so much.
Amen.
That He guards my heart. You know, I always pray to guard my feet home. You know, my son, my daughter understands, but my son doesn't understand this peace yet. He's too young to understand this peace. I mean, he just want to have action. He just want to, he said, what happened? Why didn't you get better grades? What did you learn? When they ask him, what? You like to study? Yeah, not much. Why? It's boring, he said. I mean, he's an 86 average, but I ask him 90 and above. You know, but he said, I'm boring. I said, what do you like? Soccer. That's what he likes. So, but this, you know, I try to, you know, let him play. You know, he's a kid, 15 years old. He wants to play. I play a lot. I play a lot. I have fun. But, you know, I want him to understand this peace. This peace is, I talk to him and I say, you know, you have to see this. The Lord is real. You have to understand this. You know, I wish there were some fathers here, but we had to be our kids. You have a boy now. Had to be our kid's friend and see the symbol. And he would say, when you see the peace, you know, I was a very hyper man. I would fire every employee I have for no more than 6 months. I would fire them if they don't do what I tell them exactly. But the Lord gave me the peace to really understand. And to now, you know, to understand my employees, my students, you know, and all of that. But this is something that men don't understand. We have to really be in the world. We really have to pray. And only Him is the one that gives the peace. They will guard our hearts and our thoughts to Christ. And the things which you have also learned and received and heard and seen me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. You know, it's just telling Paul to Church of Philippians, right? The same thing they've seen. And our brother said once, when you pray, leave the door open so the kids, your kids can see when you pray, when you read the scripture. So, because usually the kids don't do what you tell them, right? They don't listen, but they usually do what they see. So I try to do that with my son. I try to leave my door open and see me reading my scripture in the Bible. No, but it's 15 years old, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. I pray for my son, pray for the church.
Yeah, how about praying for your daughter?
I know she's ready to share.
Yeah,
and I hope after the trip, I was trying to hope after the trip, you bring me some life.
Yeah.
To do more life.
Amen.
She's in the vision. She knows the vision.
She's ready.
She just needs to speak for us. She's sharing. Amen.
She said she only need another 10 minutes. She's going to share, so we are going to give her 10 minutes. Let's start counting. No pressure, no pressure.
Amen.
So for these 10 minutes, I'm going to fill the time, okay? In 10 minutes. Ready? I have a lot to share. I even don't know where to start. Let me share something easy, okay? What I call life. That this week, my job ended in June 30th. After that, I don't feel like I want to find anything. I feel that I want to retire. No pressure. I even ignore that we're coming with, you know, where money we're coming from. So every day I pray with my dog. I sleep a lot. My dog, in the backyard there's a fence, okay? My dog pee there. It's so poison. All the grass turn spot all the way. So I have to plant grass, right? And I dig that out. Put a seed there. Cover it. My dog will go there, dig it out. That is like never ending. So I learned one thing. I dig it out, I put his poo there. Then I put a seed and then cover it. Guess what? 90% of that failed. Because I don't water them. And I step on top. So my dog won't go there. He will smell his own poo smell and he will walk away, right? When it starts to dig. But I step so hard, nothing coming out. So I'm so smart. I say, okay, I am going to put the top soil on the side. I put the seed on the top. I put the dirt on the top, on a cover. I water them every day. I can tell you, 1 week, the grass coming out. That feeling is so good. That grass is so green. It's so nice. If the dirt is on top, a little bit harder, the grass can push that dirt away. So this is life. I look at that. Man, I really want to go to Korea. I really want to have plastic surgery. I really want to go back to my 23 years old. What do you mean, what? When you get to my age, you will know why. Alright? But all this is my dream. Now this is life. Now this life, compared with our divine life, is really nothing. Because tomorrow, day after next week, it's all going to pass away. Young people will never understand that. Only when you go to a certain age, you start looking back. What happened to my life? Like that. I was so frustrated. And I saw something that is from the Bible internet website. It says that you don't have that peace, which is what we studied this week. Why you don't have the peace? Because you are greedy. You want more and more. You're greedy, number one. Second, you don't give up. You don't give away. You don't turn away. You grab on that. Even you know that you're going to drag you, how to say that, into the creek and going down. And going down all that, right? But no, you will grab it, then keep dragging you. I feel that all my life is this way. I worry about everything. People laugh at me, I can tell you what I worry about. Are you ready? I still have two subjects. No hurry. I so worry, I even worry about my dog at night. She's in the cage, right? When she has diarrhea, she needs to go out. And she's crying, none of us can hear. So I bought a monitor, baby monitor. Alright? I brought in. Okay? I'm that type of person. I worry about every single day. And I try to cover it.
I like the point that you say you pray with your dad. I like that.
And you say that your son, this and that. It's the same. All the father is the same. We worry about it. When they grow up, guess what? They don't listen.
No, but the seed is there.
Yeah, but when we pray for how long? Look at him. Who is your parent? They should be proud of you. Why? Because I'm proud of you. Why I'm proud of you? Because God is telling me I'm proud of you. You guys standing up here. How many kids like these? Let me tell you, these people, they were not.
A little bit.
When they participate in the church life, they will stay. If they don't participate in church life, it's very dangerous. Alright? They can sit there because you. I sit there.
Okay.
But when I grow up,
I
make my own decision. I go to the college. I go to university. I make my decision. Alright? When they grow up, I don't know. It's not like China. Parent has power. You want to marry to who? No. Why? No, just no. We need a car, we need a house, we have that power. In here, we have no power. It is my life. So, for the young people, this is the time. Participate in the church.
Amen.
If you don't participate, that's what happens.
Amen.
Alright, everyone wake up. Why am I talking about my dog? So I'm going to share something. Sorry. This morning, let's get to the real point. The point that I have before is real also. This morning we've seen that life, peace, and redemption sure. I was like, hey, it's mixing. I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? Life, peace, redemption sure. Have been redeemed. Have you seen that you have been redeemed? How do you know you have been redeemed? I'm questioning myself. I'm serious. I was sitting there. I enjoy that. I love it. Life. Why I say that was word to myself. Do I really have the life? Divine life. I can say great things. Divine. Do I have that? Peace. Man, I don't have peace. I have no peace at all. It's really tough in my life. Why? Because I torture myself. Oh, I'm going to retire. Where's money? All that. Even the dog. Maybe have diarrhea when I'm going to die. There's no peace in my life. For so many years at night, I cannot sleep. But in the morning, I cannot wake up. That's a problem. So, life, peace, and redemption, sure. How much in the world, alright, you work for some company. Some big guys say, I guarantee you, you're going to have this title. All right? They can write down. I guarantee you're going to have this salary. They write down. I say, ooh, nice. Is there a guarantee, his promise? Yes. Is he under the legal system? Yes. You are on the paper. I can tell you that. After all these years, I have to say thanks God.
Amen.
With God in me this faith. So why I say that, are you sure? Is that really guaranteed? Even I don't see that. Many times I don't see that it's coming. I'm so sorry. I'm not a good brother, I can tell you. I do so many bad things. Of course I won't share with you. Alright? And I know I have no faith. But I thank God. Give me this faith.
Amen.
This faith is from him. So in here it says that this week talk about that the peace. First of all, I didn't know this. Jerusalem. What's a Jerusalem that means? What's that mean? Yeah, foundation of peace. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
After all these years, I have no idea why it's called Jerusalem. Foundation of peace.
Amen.
This is great. There's a foundation of peace.
Amen.
So we have this foundational piece. And Jerusalem, we talk about week one, week two, we talk about that Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. And we say, oh, we have a small Jerusalem inside of us. Great. The throne inside of us. Great. There's fountain and no. River of life. Right? Flowing out from the throne. Great. There's a tree, that old tree grow next on the side of the river. Great. But if I don't let this New Jerusalem inside of me, if I don't let this throne inside of me, or even that inside of me, actually I have no choice. It is inside of me already. Right? That's God's promise. But if I don't go to touch that throne, if I don't enjoy that river of life, if I don't enjoy that fruit of life, it doesn't mean anything. Right? I come here just to cheat myself. God, I'm here. I'm a good boy. Okay? I really want to go back to my 23 years old looking again. Keep dying to myself. It's not going to happen. We know that. But sometimes we're really hard because how can I really in the day I can keep thinking about God? I can read God's word. Many times how fresh, I forget how fresh this word. But I just don't want to do it. Right? Then in here that's the it says every day we need to be renewed. And actually we seen it here this morning, right? Every day need to have a new beginning of life. New beginning of life. We should turn. I can tell you my English is so bad. It says we have to where is that now? I cannot find it now. Something we have to save from storedness to newness. Storedness, I keep to think of storedness is I stay in the same position. No matter how I work, I used to work on the ship, right, in the big ocean. 3 days, engine is fully powered. Engine fully powered. But in the location, what exactly the same place? You just keep turning. Because of the currency, you just cannot get out. 3 days in the same place. I thought that it's called stoner. But stoner, actually, I checked Chinese dictionary. It says a stoner is more like fretted, tired, no air. Fretted, right? It's corrupt. So we have to save us from this. Our life is not like young people. Go, 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 play football, yeah! Right? I even don't want to go out walk with my dog because I cannot catch up that speed. Alright? I stall us. I am fretted. In my life it's the same. I'm fretted. I don't have energy. I don't want to find another job. That's it, God. That's it. Let me hit a big lottery ticket every time. Right? But it says in here, every day we need to be renewed. Every day we need to have a new beginning of life. I just hope that can catch my mind. Every day I can think about this. Every day I will be encouraged by this. Because God does know that we have to be renewed, to have a new beginning of life. We have to be saved from the stoneness and walk in the newness of life. This is wonderful. This is beautiful.
Amen.
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 All right. I share a lot, so next week I don't have to share. Right? Anyone can call my buddy Art. Tell me, I share the next week is his turn.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The New Jerusalem is a new man.
Amen.
Since everything in New Jerusalem is Christ Himself, I enjoy what Eric said in the opening words, that we should be constituted with Christ.
Amen.
We are here only enjoy a little of Christ. We should be constituted with Christ.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem is Christ Himself. That means the New Jerusalem has been constituted with Christ Himself.
Amen.
I still remember elderly brother shopping me. He often told me three questions you should ask. These three questions can help you can help Christ conceive himself into your being. In everything you do, you should ask the first question, Lord, what should I say? Second, you should ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do? And if you fail, you should ask the Lord the third question, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this experience? I can testify these three questions really helps me a lot in enjoying Christ and helps me to open to Christ, open to Lord, that let him constitute himself into my being. In this summer training, my mind was really refreshed. In Genesis 28, we see Jacob, he has a dream of a vessel. But at the end of the Genesis, we saw a mature man. Jacob has known his appearance. His whole being is constituted with Christ. All he has is Christ himself. That he has no his own opinions and his own choice. Our destiny is to become New Jerusalem. But that means we must be constituted with Christ. So before attending the summer training, I was burdened with my research work. And during the summer training, every day, my advisor sent me the email to remind me to do the research work. But I know that in the summer training, Lord speaks to me while this summer training. So I have a lot of research work to do, but I feel released. I feel very peaceful. And after I came back, I had a meeting with my advisor. And I can testify that everything I worried about before I attended summer training and the things I worried about in the summer training didn't happen. Just sometimes our mind is full of worries and uncertainties. So we should turn to Christ continually.
Amen.
And through this experience, I learned that, Lord, I need you, and I need more of you to constitute yourself into me.
Amen.
Just in this way, the brother said that how much we live Christ depends on how much Christ constitutes himself into us.
Amen.
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 Well, I think that some of you probably know that when I entered into the church life, the first year they talk about Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. So I was very troubled by that because I really don't understand what it means. And this time, you know, we have 6 weeks to talk about this. I still remember, actually Brother Lee mentioned about this. In the first week, the first point, I still remember, it says that every believer should be a little New Jerusalem, and every local church should be a miniature of the New Jerusalem. And the great man, with Christ as the centrality and universality. Actually, this first point is not easy. Actually, it's difficult for me. Because if you really want to exercise this, you need to believe that New Jerusalem is not a physical city. Unfortunately, actually, if you go out and look, you know, most of the people nowadays, Christians, they still believe that New Jerusalem is a physical city. So if we don't exercise our faith, just like our brother shared, then I think all of this, you know, we know about this. What you call doctrines or, you know, whatever you want to call. It is not reality to us. So the title of this week's topic, it says that we can live out and we can work out in our daily life. You know, what does it say? It says that we can live out and working out of New Jerusalem. So meaning that actually this is actually something for us to experience. I was very touched by day six, the dimension of the city. You know, if you look at the dimension, if you transfer it to, you know, convert it to today's measure, you would not believe that, you know, the height is actually, you know, probably in the space, right? And the, if you look at it in a physical way, it's like, you know, like the size of India, or you say, you know, half size of the United States. But then this week I told Kyle, I said, if it is a physical city, actually I don't want to live there. Think about this, you know, our brother shared about, you know, a river, a golden street, and, you know, you have some trees, and, you know, back then, you know, Eric mentioned about, you know, there are 12 gates. But if you think about, you know, half size of the United States, you only have 12 gates. Actually, that's, for me, I personally don't think that that is convenient. So if you look at that way, you would never get it. But then here, I think it's so clear that this morning I just prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, now I believe it is not a physical city. It is something that we can experience. It is actually the holy of holies. It is in our spirit. And in Exodus, it's small, and in the First Kings, it's like a larger city. But now it's becoming larger and larger. Why? Because we, as the redeemed people, we are in it. We can experience it. Amen. And there are actually four things. I think they are very, you know, one, Eric mentioned about it, like everything is new. And the second one, our brother mentioned about this, it is the foundation of peace. And with regard to dimensions, the three gates actually meaning that, you know, we are actually redeemed people. If we don't go through death and resurrection, we will not be able to enter into the city. We will not be able to enter the Holy of Holies to enjoy the Lord. And then the dimension is that actually, I believe that when John wrote that, he probably made, you know, if you look at that, that is actually 1,000 times bigger than the Holy of Holies, meaning that actually, you know, God's richness is actually unmeasurable, right? If we experience Him, actually on day two, I think Eric mentioned about that. The brother said that he's concerned that maybe many of us, when we go to the New Jerusalem, there's no much things that there are no many things that we can remember. Why? Because we don't have God's presence. Because we live on earth, we don't have God's presence. We do this, we do that, we don't have God's presence. Then that will not be remembered by the Lord. So we are actually wasting our time. So I really hope that, you know, I was very encouraged by this week's message. I really hope that when we are all in the New Jerusalem, we all enjoy the divine life, you know, He has given us, and we all have a lot of things that we can remember, because we can say that, oh, when we were on earth, when we lived our whole life, actually a lot of time, we had God's presence. God was with us.
Amen.
This week, it's really two main points, right? The first main point is the significance of the term New Jerusalem. And then the second main point we need to see is what's the significance of the dimensions of the New Jerusalem. You know, on the first point, the matter of New Jerusalem, you know, on the flip side, what's the antonym of new? Old. Right, something that's dry, stale, boring. So, brothers and sisters, I'd like to ask you, in your Christian life, how do you feel? Do you feel new or do you feel old? Do you feel bored? Do you feel stale? You know, staleness, like our brother was sharing, it's something not that pleasant, right? Have you ever had stale bread, right? Something you took from the refrigerator, it was sitting there for a little while, stale, not too pleasant, not too enjoyable. And as believers, it would be a shame if our Christian life was unenjoyable, if our Christian life was boring, if our Christian life was dry. That would be terrible, right? Well, praise the Lord. We have a spirit. We have the tree of life. We have the river of water of life. And I appreciated how practical this week was in mentioning the matter of Abib. You know, Abib is the first month of the Jewish sacred calendar. They have two calendars. One that was more civic, but the other calendar was something that was sacred. And that is because the Jews, they experienced the Passover. So when the Lord, when Jehovah led His people out of Egypt, right, they went through the Passover. And they were brought to this new calendar, right? Signifying Jehovah wants His people to have a new beginning. The civic calendar was old. It's done away. God wants His people to have a new beginning.
Amen.
Actually, He wants all of us to always experience a new beginning.
Amen.
Because we need to be honest with ourselves. Many times, as we're living in this world, we become old. We become dry. We become stale. We forget the Lord. We forget to call on His name. We forget that He exists in our spirit.
Amen.
So God wants us to turn to Him.
Amen.
He wants us to experience Abib over and over again. Actually, what touched me this week was that, you know, Abib is not just in the morning. Although, I think it starts with the morning, right? When we contact the Lord in the morning, before everything else, you know, all our responsibilities set in, that's the perfect time to experience the Lord. So I just appreciate it. This week, I was in my times, just, Lord, thank You for this new day.
Amen.
Oh, new.
Amen.
New.
Amen.
You know what it means, Brian? When you have a new day, that means no matter how bad your previous day was, how bad, how awful it was, you have a new start.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
To have new beginnings.
Amen.
No matter what you did the day before, we apply the blood, we come to the Lord, and we can experience Abib. Right?
Amen.
And so this is the intrinsic significance of the word New Jerusalem. We need to become new. Because eventually in the New Jerusalem, it's just God who's new, constituted into us. And so the Lord needs to bring us through this process of experiencing Him as newness. Newness of life and serve with newness of spirit. So may we continue to turn to the Lord to experience Him as newness. The second main point is on the dimensions. And real quickly, I just want to cover that. You know, the New Jerusalem, the dimensions, of course, like Sister King shared, it's not physical. But we're helped to see that the dimensions is a cube. Okay? You know what else is a cube? The Holy of Holies. The dimensions of the Holy of Holies is a cube. And what's significant about the Holy of Holies? Well, in the Old Testament, that's where the priests can meet with God.
Amen.
To be in His presence.
Amen.
There's no activity in the Holy of Holies. You don't do anything. You don't have to slay anything.
Amen.
All you do, your requirement is just to be before the presence of Jehovah.
Amen.
And to be in His presence.
Amen.
That's our destiny.
Amen.
Because in the New Jerusalem, it's just the enlargement of the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Right? Both are cubes. The New Jerusalem is the enlargement. And so today, we're helped to see from Hebrews that actually the Holy of Holies, it's in our spirit.
Amen.
So we need to practice to learn to turn to our spirit.
Amen.
And more importantly, actually to stay in our spirit.
Amen.
To be in His presence. I really enjoyed a portion from the ministry that in our Christian life and church life, we must hold on to this principle. God's presence is the criterion for every matter, regardless of what we do. We must pay attention to whether or not we have His presence.
Amen.
Anything we do, anything we say, anything that we can think of, right? We need to ask ourselves, is God's presence there? Right? It's like, you know, sometimes I remember when in high school and college, you know, when you're taking an exams, right? Like the final exam or the SATs or whatever, right? You're you know, filling out your circles or whatever, answering the questions, and the proctor, right, comes close to you. You feel the presence. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, I think all the students, right? We all either students or been a student. You feel the presence of the proctor, and you're really careful not to, you know, yeah, you don't want to be found cheating or something. You know, you kind of gird yourself up, right? It's in the same way, right? You know, the Lord's presence should govern us, right? Whether or not, you know, His smile. You know, sometimes we do things and we lose the Lord's smile, right? This should motivate us to not lose His smile, right? In my Bible reading, I came across Acts 17:27 and 28 says that they might seek God and perhaps they might grope for Him and find Him, even though He is not far away from each of us. For in Him we live and move and are.
Amen.
I really appreciate this phrase. For in Him we live, we move, and we are.
Amen.
May this really be our experience.
Amen.
Lord, by Your presence, we live, we move,
amen,
and we are. We don't want to do anything that is not according to His presence. Because eventually, in the New Jerusalem, we will just be in the presence with God for eternity.
Amen.
Right? But that takes experience and that takes practice.
Amen.
So, may we give this week to the Lord.
Amen.
To learn, first of all, to experience Him as newness,
amen,
right? And also to learn how to stay in His presence.
Amen.
Maybe we could close with some prayers.
Amen.
And then we could have lunch.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, that You are new.
Amen.
Lord, thank You that we are the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
And that the New Jerusalem is just an expression of the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, just continue to guide our living today.
Amen.
Lord, that so that we can live out this newness.
Amen.
Lord,
thank You for
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Saints, I have one additional announcement. But for those, if you need to rush, go to the college training, you can leave. Otherwise, for the rest, please stay for 3 or 4 minutes. Praise the Lord, we will have a new beginning. We will have a new cycle of standing order. What we did here is 1 year for $50, and that covers all the morning revival you need for that year. In average, it's 7 books. And another 2 to 3 spiritual book, ministry book. So that totally is $50. And the book room always do this. This the total cost of those books, including these 7 morning revival books and the 2 to 3 spiritual book, the total cost will guaranteed over $50. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. So you have as long as you order this, you will benefit a lot. Right? You know, even financially, because not only this total sale price over 50, it's total cost price. So in other words, the book room, the order from Living Stream, the book room, we get a discount from them. Usually it's 30 or 40% off. So the cost of 50% is $50. If you change to sales price, will be how much? Probably $70 or $80, right? So if you join this standing order, you pay $50, you will receive at least $70 or even $80 book.
Amen.
So I think it is very, the church is really have this burden for saints. You get into the word, and if in a family you want to order more than one copy, more than one standing order, each one of you will receive a set of morning revival that will be the same, right? But for the rest of the spiritual book, you will receive different. Okay, so you won't have repeat spiritual book. So, for example, King and I, we order 2 standing orders. So, I was receive probably 4 to 6 spiritual book with different title. So, I actually really good deal. So, and then you will have every week you will have the material to read. You don't need to worry about you forgot to buy or whatever. So, if you are interested in this, after the meeting, you go to the book room and let the serving ones know. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
My birthday is
I was going to ask you, Yeah.